Now, let's go take a look at some stuff here. We're going to punch out to some websites. This is something, a little article right here. There we go. And that is a tree. Here, let me zoom in for you so you can see what's happening here. That's not like, oh, it's got really cool green bark. No, no, no. That is locusts. And they will, because they've already eaten all the leaves off the tree, they will then start to eat the bark off the tree. And that tree will be dead, and then nothing left of it. A play of epic proportions. Now, I don't know if you guys can see, like, this is how big they are in his hand. This is probably the hopper ones. It's like northern Kenya. It moves up into Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan's getting hit, all through Yemen. Right here along the bottom of Saudi Arabia, Iran, Pakistan, and now it's in India. And guys, India is of such a population, they can't have crop loss. That'd be a real problem. Worst locust infestation in decades threatens livelihoods and food supplies in the Middle East, East Africa, and Asia. All right, next one is this one. So there is the Food and Agricultural Organization. Okay, so the United Nations has an organization that goes out and is working to combat this. And you have to understand, they started in this in November. So about the time that COVID hit, right? About that time that was emerging and blowing up in China. Right, that was December is sort of that launch date of that. This locust crisis is happening at the same time. And part of that has actually hampered the ability to fight. So all the methods that we've been using since the 60s are getting interrupted because we also are dealing with a world pandemic at the same time. You don't think we can build to a perfect storm? Only takes a couple little things all at the same time, and it knocks the whole system down. This is a farm in Kenya right here. We're talking urgent action is needed. They're trying to supply food and make up for the crop loss, okay? Which means that they're pulling from other areas as well. So they're pulling from other parts of the world to bring food in. Because, you know, a square kilometer of these things eats the food of 32,000 people in a day. Whatever 32,000 people were going to eat that day, they ate instead. 42 million people are in severe acute food insecurity in the three regions affected by the crisis. 32 million U.S. dollars requested for FAO's rapid response and anticipatory action. Oh, I'm sorry. My numbers were low. One square kilometer swarm can eat the same food as 35,000 people.
That's
Yeah. It's certainly Leesburg. What Leesburg eats in a day, just a square kilometer. That's it's not a square mile. It's a quarter of that. 400 times increase in locust numbers in 6 months. We're talking rapid expansion. And you have to understand what we're doing to fight this. We have airplanes. We have satellite imagery. We have low orbit imagery. We have drones. We have helicopters. We have people on the ground who are using cell phones to relay data. All of that's happening. And we're barely holding on in July. They've been working on this since November, December, and we are now at the point where they're like, we think we have it under control. But COVID kind of got in the way of our operations. And more articles and more articles. And what's funny is, like, we spent more on this in just one day, one bill of Congress, we spent more for the COVID thing.
Has our orphanage been affected by this yet?
All of Africa is being affected by this. Kenya especially, because basically northern Kenya is getting swarmed. And so, yes. The answer is yes. And honestly, if you take all that food from other places and you bring it into there to like sort of make up the loss, right, that starts affecting global markets as well.
Sure.
So it's not that big of a planet. We're already on one world economy, you know, because I can take U.S. dollars and go buy, you know, Chinese commodities through the market.
Right.
It's all computerized, you know. So yeah, it's all connected, and it's funding pledge, funding gap, and here you guys want to know what your end times government looks like. Here's all their logos.
I see a lot of serpent pumps.
Yeah, you will. A lot going on there. And what's great is these websites are providing training for farmers all over the world to understand the problem, know how to fight it, know how to report it. They can become certified in it so that they can begin to assist these organizations who are trying to control it. All right, so this is FAO's locust hub. Okay. Yeah. These two are mating, so they're going to make more. Like, these two will be responsible for another 65 locusts being hatched in about 2 weeks from when this picture is taken. Now, how many of the rest of them are all doing the same thing? And in 2 weeks, this is going to grow. Take it, whatever it is, multiply by 60, 65. Terrifying, okay? Let's just grab a quick video here. This one's only 2 minutes long. And I can't remember if it has music or not. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to let it go. Yeah, nobody likes it. What's amazing is, like, you take a look at that and you see it, like, you're seeing the branches lift back up into place, because you're thinking, oh, these are little bushes. No, these are tall things, and they're just pulling them over to the ground. So here there is, like, doing training, meeting up with local officials, meeting with farmers, meeting with people that they've trained up and whatnot. Fiat panis, let there be bread. All right, so there's that there. And then we now have an interactive Google map that identifies swarms so you can see what's going on. But look at these categories. Control REV is their efforts. Okay? Swarms, bands, adults, hoppers. Four things, just like Joel said. And then this came, and they ate everything. And what was left, the next group ate. And the group after that ate what was left from them. And if you thought there was anything going to sprout afterward, another group arrived and ate that too. Now, I want to point something out on this map, because if you don't look close, you could miss it. Okay. And by the way, this part here scares me to death, because India is it's huge. The amount of people that are there is a great people. It's like counting raindrops. Okay. There's a lot of Christians in India, right? There's a lot of Hindus in India. There's a lot of Muslims in India. There's a lot of they believe in all kinds of spiritual weirdness in India. And the opportunity for revival in that country is great. Now, this is happening here, northern Kenya, up here in Somalia, Ethiopia, all across here. You know, basically everything around the Indian Ocean, right? And we have mountains right along in here, okay? Some mountains a little bit in Saudi, right? But there's mountains like right here in this range. There's mountains kind of a little over like in this area right here. If I can jump in on that. Oh, good, it shows them. You guys should see the mountain ranges. All right, so mountain range is right along in here. This is all mountainous. This is mountainous, right? Got mountains up along this side right here as well. So we even call it Syria. So, like, the Assyrians, they were going, we think it might be the Assyrians he's talking about. And here we are, we have Syria today. There's a fun word. You see that word right there? Underneath Damascus? Aman. Yeah, if you take the root word there, the am, it means the association, the congregation, the grouping. Yeah, that's fun. All right, so anyway, we have mountains right here, and keep that in mind because that's kind of important to understanding a little bit about what's going on here. This map is interactive, and there's cool things you can do there. Here's some hoppers, right? So the adults, they're the flying part. You have bands where they just group up in giant bands that cover the ground. You have the hoppers, right? And they can't fly yet, so they just march around. And then you have swarms, and they just fill the sky. All right? And there's control operations and whatnot. And so the appeal is out. You can follow them on Facebook. Their last post was July 22nd, 2020. Grateful for UK's contribution to combat this. We still need support. Between January and June 2020, we controlled over 600,000 hectares, which is a really large amount for this region. So if you want to follow this topic, it is hashtag Desert Locust. You look up Desert Locust and you will see what's going on there. World Bank approved $200 million. It seems like pennies compared to what we spent in this COVID thing. We spent $200 million on masks in this country. I mean, and scientists are arguing with each other as if they'd even do anything. You know? There's a big issue. Thank you to USAID for supporting FAO to assess the impact of desert locusts on food security and livelihoods of communities in all of these regions. Okay. Anyway, that's the Twitter feed right there. Kenya beats back desert locust infestation for now. And that's what, August 5th. So it's like when they say they got a forest fire under control and it's still lit. And you're like, yeah, but it's under control. It'll, I don't know, man. This will affect world economy. And loss of life will also affect world economy. So, and if you want to turn a people, a nation, just the regular folks, just the lowest level, the peasantry, the farmers, whatever you want to call it, your poorest poor of a country into a raging army, take away their food. And they will pour over borders and they will collapse another nation. And like by the end of the week, 2 weeks tops. All right, let me go back to the dashboard real quick because we need to talk about this one right here. This one is loading still and it has just tons and tons of information that's getting pulled from 100 different sources to give you live updates as to what's going on. And this is like one of 5 tabs. So you actually can look at this info and go to the next tab and look at that info and go to the next tab. And then you can say, but I just need to see this country. And you can kind of keep drilling down to the information that you need. That's how much stuff has been packed into this dashboard. I'm going to push forward into one of the other tabs to see if I can get some of it to show up. And it's very slow because it has to respond to what I'm asking it to do. Okay. They're even reporting in here like how much funding that they're getting, what they think the requirement is, how much they've received, and how much the gap is left to just cover costs. Here are desert locust affected countries over on this map where they're still looking at like a $70 million gap. Because airplanes take fuel and poison ain't cheap. So with all their efforts takes some money. And on top of that, you still got to replace crops. So all of that's in there. And you can see their activities. They're doing ground and air control operations. Farming re-engagement packages, including cash. Sometimes you just got to buy food. Right? We have some pledge happening here in the U.S., obviously, but we haven't fully fulfilled our need there.
Will they actually give aid to every one of those countries? I mean, Somalia's in.
Yeah, and think about it like this. It's more like they're not driving from farm to farm going, here you go, here's food for your family this week. I think it's more like at the warehouse level. Right? Because, I mean, you're talking 32,000 people in a day. Like, how do you sustain that? How do you endure that? We're talking, like, you need 18-wheelers. You need forklifts to move pallets around.
Right.
You know, and then we're talking, like, high-level food replacement, food security.
What I'm saying is they're going to go in and spray Somalia's fields.
Oh, yeah, and they are. But they're doing it as smartly as they can by using satellite data, local reporting, and they're using drone technology to go out and find where the bands are. So they're just poisoning those locations. They're not trying to, spray a field that doesn't need it, right? So they can focus their efforts. And so we have new technologies that are helping,
right?
It's making them more effective than they've ever been. But
I want to see everybody eat, but I don't want to help warlords feed the guys that are killing America.
Well, and even Obama used to talk about this. He's like, one of the reasons that terrorist organizations are so effective at moving the impoverished into military action is because they're starving.
Right.
And so, like, that's a real issue. And so here's just one more tab. Let me go tab 4, I think, now. So they're using airplanes, they're using helicopters, they're using conventional stuff. They're using motorcycles. Imagine driving around with a motorcycle trying to, with a fumigator on the back or whatever. One of the things they do is they spray, like, a type of burst control. And it affects just their species. Or they do a thing where it sprays a type of pheromone that confuses them, so they kind of miss each other and they don't form up into the bands. So they stay in the solitary form instead of the gregarious. Which is weird that they call it the gregarious, but they're all ganged up and they're turned into these mobs, a people. It's funny how we find this weird usage of language in Scripture, and we're like, what's that about? And it's like he's reading our news. It's like he's on the FAO website writing this back in ancient time, going, and these people, because he's using the closest word that they have at the time to describe the same way we do now. That's kind of spooky. I just want to leave that out there, because it should wake you up. This isn't an old book. This is a book for tomorrow. This map is frightening because of how far it's reaching. You see that it is starting to reach north. Look, we know how the Fertile Crescent works, right? It goes up like this. This is all desert here in the middle there, Jordan area. And then you get some fertile stuff and a lot of rivers and whatnot to bring whatever's happening here in the middle of Iraq up and around and back to Israel from the north. Okay? That's on Google Maps right now, guys. Our current satellite data shows it looking like this. Now, it's not in Israel yet. And where's the alarm going to be sounded? In Zion. All right. That was the last of the links. Let's get back over to where we left off now. So when this, you can go through all these links yourself. All right. Full screen this, and we'll continue on. So hold all of that in the back of your mind. Let's keep going into Scripture. By the way, ancient writers and whatnot, they all describe locusts as sort of like, they definitely have like a horse head appearance to them. And so it's like, let's match up a couple horses and see what. And you can see here, I've pulled some pictures. And definitely, like, if you're standing underneath a horse looking up into its face, right, it has that shape. to it. Right? And of course, you know, most of us didn't grow up on farms. We're not that familiar with horses. Maybe we've ridden one in our lives. You know, maybe we just don't have the same familiarity. Like, none of us are going to ride home today on our horses, right? Like, not the way the ancient world was as accustomed to understanding horses as, like, describing something, okay? But you can see that sort of that long face with sort of the eyes bugged out up at the top part. I think this guy does a really good job. This one kind of really sets it off there. And then, you know, they got these little antennas sticking out. Horses got their little ears, but, you know, same kind of structures. Anyway, kind of hold that in your mind's eye as well. I just want to give you that sort of imagery. And here's a picture of these look like they're almost adults, but they're still crawling around on the ground, so it might just be early morning because they kind of chill out at night and they wait for the morning when the day warms up, so do they. So then they up and they take up into the air into their swarms, right? And basically they just kind of get up in the air and let the wind move them to the next country. And they go, there's a sandy spot, and it's just about evening. Let's go lay some eggs. 2 weeks later, another group of hoppers will erupt out. All right, so I love this visual, though. Keep that in your mind, especially. Okay, now we're going to go read some scripture.